From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A bloodbath in Egypt. At least 235 worshippers were killed after Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire during Friday prayers in the town of Bir al-Abed in the northern Sinai. 109 more were injured. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed that the attack will not go unpunished. U.S. President Donald Trump has told his Turkish counterpart that the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria, according to a Turkish official's summation of the call on Friday between the two world leaders. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said Mr. Trump made the comment Friday after speaking by phone with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. According to Çavuşoğlu, President Trump said he had given clear instructions that the YPG not be given arms. He also quoted the U.S. president as saying this nonsense should have ended a long time ago. This is VOA News.